like that first breath of springtime.
Kind of smell.
Without the mask on.
I don't know, soap?
Joe Thomas in the Morning on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the Morning. On a Tedsday, homebound we are as we join in with our friends from the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. It is time for their quarterly report release this morning. Nary about sunrise. It was released to the media and the newsrooms across Central Virginia. And joining us is President Pam Dent from the Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, but I'm looking at some of these statistics, and I'm wondering if they should be concerning. Is overall a drop in the number of home sales, the drop in number of active listings. I'm looking at municipality by municipality, sales by jurisdiction, Albemarle down 19%, Fluvanna down 25%, Green only down 3%, but then you see other numbers like days on market. I thought when I bought my house last year, the days on market were crazy low. They're even lower now than they were before. So what do you glean out of kind of what seem to be discordant figures there?
Well, what it sort of comes down to is, yes, sales are down over a year ago, but that's down from the, you know, the abnormal 2021. So sales were still strong. Supply, the lack of inventory is driving those lower sales numbers. More homes would have sold in Albemarle County if there had been more homes for sale.
Okay.
So that's something to think about. But also, you know, we've got a little bit of the mix that sort of leads to this is we've got very solid economic conditions, strong job growth, low unemployment, but we've got a shaky consumer confidence, which is fueled by rising mortgage rates, inflation, and the war in Ukraine. So, that leads to a little bit of a mixed bag there. Inventory is still low, but the last quarter it was at 1 month of inventory, and now we're at 1.1% of a month of inventory. So, you know, the question is the VA, the Virginia Association of Realtors economist, is wondering if the inventory sort of has bottomed out and, maybe it's not going to continue to fall like it has, but it's got to go a long ways to get back to a balanced market, which is 6 months worth of inventory.
Well, when you talked about Pam Dent is on with us from Charlottesville Area Association of Realtors, you talk about the economic numbers, I see the average cost of a house is up, the median cost, pardon me, is up to $389 in this latest report. Are those job numbers sufficient to support that kind of cost of inventory, never mind the availability of the inventory?
Well, you know, it's hard because prices have continued to rise. And I think in the general car area, they rose year over year by about 13%. Now, our economists, looking at their crystal ball, expect that to moderate some this year, and to see a price growth of more like 5 to 6% rather than 13%. So, we may be starting to see just feeling maybe a little different, a little bit of a shift in maybe things moderating.
Okay. What about the new home construction? I'm also looking at your first quarter report, and it looks like the last quarter and this quarter, both new construction is way up.
It is. You know, in 2021, we saw the highest number of housing permits issued in the region since 2006. So, and a lot of that is for single family detached. So we new residential construction continued to be brisk in the first part of 2022. You know, one of the things you've got to think about is when we get housing permits increased, it still is a while before that home comes to market. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes the regulatory part can be the slowest, and we're still seeing supply side constraints, which are slowing things down for to get to that completed home for someone to buy.
So overall, as you look at the marketplace, and it kind of is it a matter of kind of getting back to equilibrium, or are there still things that you're excited about or concerned about, Pam?
Well, if somebody is a seller, it's still a great time to sell because there's less competition for the home. So, and prices are staying strong. For the buyers, I would love to see more inventory coming on the market. That right now in this market, with as few homes for sale and as much pent-up demand, buyers more than ever need to have an experienced group of professionals to guide them, an experienced realtor. They need the advice of a good lender to pick the mortgage product that's going to serve them the very best, particularly as interest rates are rising and they may be losing some buying power. And I think buyers, too, need to be patient and maybe more flexible in what they want in a home. You know, they may not find that perfect home. They may need to do some work on it, and really be clear on what are needs and what are wants and what are must-haves in order to, you know, be able to purchase.
Car.com, that's CAAR.com is the website. Pat, you know, thank you, Pam Dent, president currently, and appreciate it. Enjoy, your legislative affairs event that you've got going on there with the Virginia Realtors, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. And
the original social media. Call Joe Thomas in the morning on anything.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
Really?
Oh, while we're young.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.